Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
He screwed up.
Yeah, it's a knucklehead move.
You can't say sources either when there's only one guy.
Right.
Yeah, because that's misleading. Probably should be suspended for that.
Yeah.
Because the thing ran.
Got to get a second source, man. Well, not everybody does it, and that's part of the problem. Shefty certainly doesn't. I mean, he'll get something and tweet it out. And I know things have changed. But in the old days, we would get a source, and we missed out on a lot of stories because we didn't have a second source.
Yep.
You know, it's just, if you're going to be in a newspaper, you got to be a little more responsible than that. Joel and those guys talking about who the Rockets might sign after all these buyouts.
I don't know if there's anyone that really interests me, because where are the minutes going to come from? D'Antoni's wanting to use 7-8 guys every night. There's nobody out there that's going to be good enough to take the minutes off one of these guys, especially when they've been working together all year. He knows what he likes right now.
I think anybody you get is just going to be depth for the stretch run in case people get hurt.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at, I never can remember this. What the hell is it? ParJ94.
Yes, sir. ParJ94.
Get a real Twitter handle.
Yeah, you gotta figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. Jose Partida filling in for Jong Lee, who's not here. He's off celebrating his bachelor party and having a blast. So if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. You can also get us on the text line at 713-780-3776. But I want to a couple things I wanted to jump in on here, though, because one thing RJ said was, if you put LeBron James on the Rockets. And by the way, welcome in SportsMap 94.1.
Hi, Map.
You can catch everything on Podcast Arena that you missed, including there's some good stuff in the first 2 hours besides that. We had Holly misspelling her Eagles tattoo. We gave parenting advice. It was good stuff. But one thing we said, well, if you put LeBron on the Rockets right now, forget the salary cap.
Right.
Absolutely, I think they'd be favored over the Warriors.
Right.
But it's not that simple, because you can't, for one thing, you're going to have to, well, not that getting rid of Ryan Anderson's any big deal, but you're probably having to get rid of Anderson, Ariza, and Eric Gordon to make that work from a salary standpoint. And do you have enough around there? Do they have enough time to gel? I mean, is it the same team? I mean, you know, Harden and Paul have worked together much better than I ever thought they could. But working in a third guy who's also a ball-dominant guy, would it work? I don't know. So to me, it's not easy to make that determination. Because when you look at it, you're only but 2 games behind the Warriors right now. You had the best player in the league. Yeah, you'd be favored. But I do think, not so much Spurs, I think they're just a little worn out right now. And they even talked about it before the All-Star break, because they have played such long seasons. And I do think they realize, hey, there's no point in trying to win 73 games. If you're going to have a few games where you just don't play well, that's all right. You move on to the next one. You're ready. You want to be 100% for the playoffs. You raise your game in the playoffs. And that's, you know, I think they can raise their game. I don't know if the Rockets have another gear. If they do, then I think it's going to be an interesting series regardless. However, all the people who keep texting say, well, the Rockets won the season series this year.
with the Spurs.
Well, remember 2014, the Rockets went like 5-0 against the Spurs? Who won the title that year?
Well,
yeah, the Rockets couldn't get past Portland.
Here's my question. What number, like, let's say the Rockets were favored. Where, like, at what point would you say, okay, I'm getting the Warriors with a plus next to them? Would you ever consider taking someone else with a minus against the Warriors with a plus?
Depends on the number. I mean, if it's minus 110 with LeBron James, I'd be okay with that.
Man, yeah.
So that's the thing. But that's, to me, that hypothetical isn't possible in that the only way for it to happen. And if he winds up here next year, it'll also be imperative for them to put the right guys around him. Then those three guys have to figure out how to play on the same team and who's going to dominate the ball. And so all of those are questions that I need to see him together before I can make that determination.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, LeBron's the kind of guy you add him to a party. I'm not too worried about him figuring out a way to mesh.
Yeah.
But you're right. You do have a bunch of guys who need the ball in their hands.
People want to know why we were not invited to the We were invited to John's bachelor weekend, but I couldn't.
Neither one of us could make it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, clearing one night wouldn't have been a problem. Clearing an entire weekend is a little harder. 713-780-3776.
Who's this? Ben?
I think Ben wants to respond to you.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Well, I just had a question, and it's not even necessarily something that I totally disagree with you on, but just you just seem pretty set that Kevin Durant and LeBron James are the two best players in the league.
I don't think there's any doubt.
No, and I'm with you. I guess my question is what is the difference? Before Durant ever went to the Warriors, so take away his one championship that he now has.
Okay.
Which I understand you're going to say you can't do that because he won it, but that's kind of the premise of my question, is that people can get to that point and then you just change their opinion of him because they won a championship. But my point is, before he went to the Warriors, what is the difference between Kevin Durant's postseason success and James Harden's postseason success? They both went to the same finals together. Neither one of them went back to the finals after that. And if you look at the actual production in the playoffs, James Harden was actually a much more important piece of that team in the playoffs than Russell Westbrook was. So, and just in terms of performance and only in the playoffs.
Well, he had never taken a team to the playoffs. And honestly, first of all, Kevin Durant, comparing him to James Harden is fine. I'm just talking about the Warriors franchise, and they added Kevin Durant to a team of already proven winners. So, and honestly, Kevin Durant now, man, Kevin Durant's so much more of a better, he's so much more of a player than he was. And so obviously so,
well,
is
so
James.
Is James Harden. James Harden's twice the player he was when they made that first final.
But I'm saying Kevin Durant might be first team all defense this year. And if you'd asked me 2 years ago, give me the biggest knock on Kevin Durant, I said, well, he sucks on defense. Not anymore. He's a monster on defense now. And the reason why I say LeBron and KD, and I don't think there's any discussion, is because those two guys are complete players. And the other guys that I mentioned on that next tier, the Harden, Westbrook, Curry tier, they all have flaws. And let's face it, they're all defensive-based flaws for the most part. And some of them are turnover flaws, things like that. But I just think that the most complete guys are those two guys. A healthy Kawhi Leonard maybe could be in the conversation. But
yeah. Although James isn't playing at that level right now. And if you look at his numbers, even plus minus and things like that, defensive efficiency when he's on the court, way down.
I mean, who's on LeBron James on the floor with him right now?
But that's
J.R. Smith's the second best player on the floor with him.
No, but they've actually been better at times with him off the floor in terms of defensive efficiency. So, I mean, I get the whole he's the only guy on the team argument, but he has not been great this year. And it could be that he's getting old. He's been carrying teams for a long time.
Man, if LeBron James is doing this year isn't great, he has set a hell of a bar.
Well, he has. I mean, the guy, if you're the best player in the league, you've set a bar. And if you've been the best player in the league for how many years now, you've set a bar. And, you know, at some point, he's going to start going backwards. I don't think he is yet. But, I've also, the game he had the other night was fantastic, but he hasn't had those nearly as often this year.
No, that's
and
fair.
He's also had a lot of games where he looked like he didn't care. And maybe he doesn't. And, you know, to me, I'd rather have a guy who's close to that ability, who's out there and does care. And I think he will now that he's got new players. I don't know. But I don't think he's been, when you say hey, far and away, those are the two best guys, I don't think he's been one of the two best guys this year.
Okay.
I think historically, absolutely, he's been the best player.
That's fair. But, I mean, if I said, okay, going into next year, who would you pick who would be the two guys? If I said, okay, start a team with this guy, and you've got one of the first two picks, who would you take? You gonna take James Harden because he's had a better year this year?
No, but
LeBron James is still a better player than James Harden.
He is, but we're also, like I said, I think age is starting to be a concern for me when I make that choice, because how long are you gonna have him for? 3 years, maybe.
Yeah.
So. I don't know that it'll be a slam dunk. Ask me at the end of the year. I can't speak to that right now. mean, if he gets these new guys in there and he's still not very good, well, I'm not saying not very good, but if he's still not what he was,
right?
I might not make him the second pick next year.
Okay.
So, well, guys, how'd you like to win $7,500?
I could use that.
That's happening tonight at Lions Poker Palace. And you know what? You should get over there after the show. Tournament starts at 6:30, $170 buy-in with a $30 seat fee. But how about this? If you don't get there right at 6:30, you can buy in up until 7:45. They've had huge fields for these tournaments. They've been great tournaments. People love them. I love these tournaments. I'm going to be out there some next week for sure. And the cool thing is, not only can you win $7,500 tonight, you're going to pick up points where you might
valuable
points indeed, because you get a point every time you play the Hold'em tournaments. They've also got great weekend tournaments too, man. They're just, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, they are loaded, and they're going to send 10 players to the World Series of Poker. And the more points you accumulate, you want to make that final 30, because if you make the final 30, 10 people are going to get flied out on a private jet to play in the World Series of Poker's main event. And you collect points every time you come in and play a tournament. And that's the thing. It's going to be first class, because everything they do over there is first class.
Yep. Hey, they've got a ton of TVs, ton of tables. Once you go in this place, that's what I recommend to people. Like, we can tell you about it all day, but once you see it for yourself, you're not going to want to play anywhere else, guys. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for tournaments and events information, or just stop in and see it. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about them here on ESPN. You'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. I do want to clarify something, because I was speaking specifically to James's defense. His offensive numbers are almost exactly the same as they were last year.
Okay.
But defensively.
Well, the Cavs defensively have been a bad team this year.
Yeah, well.
And mostly it came from they traded out Kyrie Irving for Isaiah Thomas, who is literally a nothing, a zero on defense. And expected everything to just work the same way that it always did, and it just doesn't. And you got enough guys on that team who are on defense, and you know, Kevin Love, et cetera. They just the Cavs foolishly stopped prioritizing defense, and kind of flown under the radar. But and no one really talks about it. But that's why the Warriors are so good, because they do emphasize defense, and that's why you've seen like. You see Kevin Durant, and Curry's not a great defender. Physically, I don't know that he's even capable of being a great defender, even a good defender. But Draymond Green is so great. Klay Thompson is so great defensively that I think that just having Kevin Durant going and playing between those guys has changed the way he plays defense. Like, sometimes being a good individual defender, it's not enough if you got a bunch of no-defending Joes on your team. And I don't want to say that that's the only reason LeBron's had a down year defensively. Maybe he is aging. I don't know. But you're right. He hasn't had quite the great year defensively. I thought you just meant overall.
No.
And
no.
I was like, man, but, that dude.
But you're always the one that points out that's half the game.
That, no doubt.
And that's an argument you've used against Harden in the past. And I think it's fair. So, but I also think it's fair to say LeBron has not played very well on defense this year. And it's also fair what this texter brings up. Could LeBron be taking a page out of the Spurs book and not being as concerned with the regular season, minus the roster issues?
I don't think so. The roster is a mess.
I think the roster is part of it, but maybe, you know, if he is going to rest some this year, maybe he's resting on defense.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of, but if nobody else is playing defense, I could kind of see it.
I could tell LeBron knows that this team, and I think he knew pretty early on into the season, this team is not the kind of team that can beat the Warriors. And when that's like your only goal, which I'm sure that's LeBron's only goal. Like, at this point, he doesn't imagine if LeBron gets to the Eastern Conference Finals and loses to the Celtics, what a massive disappointment it is. I don't think he's even thought about that. I think all he thinks about is getting to the finals and trying to beat the Warriors again. And I think probably about 15, 20 games into the season, he was like, man, it ain't going to happen with these boys. I know what it takes to beat those guys. This ain't it. So I could see him being frustrated. That's probably why they traded away half their team the other day.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad they did, because I think it at least put another group out there and see what happens. But, hey, you know what? We haven't done our Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This is a follow-up to yesterday's Gem of the Day.
Follow it up, then.
Our 21-year-old who flushed her emotional support hamster, Pebbles.
Yes.
Pebbles was the name of the hamster, by the way.
Right.
She's already bought a new pet, but her lawyer insists she's still distraught. This was a highly stressful situation, and people react in a lot of different ways.
Fred, I hate people so much.
She's only 21 years old, AJ, a kid still. Said that since drowning Pebbles in November, the student has since bought a new hamster, but he insists she's still upset over the incident. She's distraught. Imagine anyone in that situation that has to make a choice like that. It was a horrible situation, and she's still distraught. Distraught. Suing Spirit Airlines because she's distraught.
Over a hamster.
Over a hamster.
What's that 21-year-old gone through in her life that she needs an emotional pet anyway?
She's a student, AJ. Life is so hard.
College is stressful, AJ.
Do what?
College is stressful.
Oh, okay. I'm sure. It's so brutal. Yeah. You know, when I went to college, after the 4 years I did in the military, but I'm sure it was really stressful for you. You know, what do I know about stress?
You need a hamster, AJ. Yeah. I think we should get you a hamster, a little one, and we'll name it Pebbles 2. And you can carry it with you on Spirit Airlines.
All right.
Or not carry it on Spirit Airlines and have to flush it and then sue them. I can see why college was so tough on Jose, to be honest with you. He's not passing here very well. So, regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
A support hamster. I have a bunch of other good ones if you want to go non-sportsy for a while.
I can do that. We can veer it. This has been, like, now that I think about it, that's been a really sportsy show.
Well,
besides our parenting advice.
Yeah, and, you know, even the misspelled tattoo was technically a sports story.
It's a sports tattoo.
So, and then we spent the last 20 minutes spanking the Warriors Collective monkeys.
As they should be spanked, Fred.
I'm going to give something away.
How dare you?
I'm going to give something away. How about a $50 gift certificate to Sherry's Berries? Send your sweetheart this Valentine's Day. Beautifully gourmet dipped strawberry gift packages that start at just $24.99. Take the pressure off and order now. Just head over to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in the passcode Fred and AJ. Let's do caller 18. All right. Well, if you don't win, it's still time for you to get another great gift.
All right, guys, check this out. There's a new technology that's going to drive your lady wild for Valentine's Day. It's probably not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. They're simply the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are addictively soft. So soft, they beg to be touched. Go to pajamagram.com. Get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. This is a higher level of soft, guys. Softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you're going to be happy. That's what Valentine's Day is all about. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Valentine's Day delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Waiting on a Sunday afternoon.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN here on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. All right, I've got a couple of non-sportsy things, but you know what? Let's try one more call real quick. Calls have not been awful today. Let's see if we can keep that going for one more. Dre. Or D, I'm sorry. Go ahead, D.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, it's D, man. Hey, first of all, love the show. I love it when I disagree with y'all. I love it when I agree. But I'm going to keep it quick. I know there's been a lot of Cavaliers talk today. And I agree, man, that roster they have with Isaiah Thomas. I mean, I heard you guys say it several times. He's just a ball-hogging midget. And that's not even what you want to play with at the rink. You know what I'm saying? That's not even what you want to play with at the rink. But the roster that they got in, they're not household names, but they're hard-nosed players. And they got longer, they got more athletic, and they got, you know, I think more or less they got better chemistry because I don't think the guys in that locker room like each other. But I think with the team they have now, they are better than what they were 2 days ago. And they still have LeBron James, which you guys both agree is definitely still the best player in the world. I think that roster can still come out of the East. Rodney Hood, he's not a household name, but he's 6'8", long, athletic. He can shoot. They wanted George Hill all along. Jordan Parks can shoot the rock. And Larry Nance is an athletic wing defender.
What? Yeah, I pretty much agree with everything you said. So
we're in agreement.
Agreement.
Almost agreement.
Yeah.
Fake word. It's a fake word Friday. We're in agreement.
Yeah, and it's not like the Eastern Conference scares me. I mean, with a healthy John Wall, I thought the Wizards were interesting. I mean, I know the Celtics have the best record, but are you really convinced they're going to get there? Because I'm not.
Yeah, if they had the roster that I thought they were going to have to start the season, you know, of course, one leg break changed their whole season right out of the gate.
Yep, snap,
but
crackle.
I would say yes, but yeah, like honestly, if you put a gun to my head and said, "Who do you think is going to be in the finals from the East?" I'll still take the Cavs because they have LeBron.
I could see if John Wall's back, the Wizards getting there. I could see the Raptors getting there if the Cavs collapse as much as I could see the Celtics, but I don't really like the Celtics either, so it's pretty. I would look for reasons for them to lose.
Yeah, I just think that obviously it takes a full team to win a championship.
None of those teams are winning the championship. Let's be honest.
Fair, but even to get there, it's been 7 years, 7 consecutive years. This would make 8. LeBron James has been in the finals. He's won the Eastern Conference 7 years in a row. I mean, if you want to bet against that, be my guest. I don't look at that Celtics team and go, "Oh man, they're just going to shut LeBron down come playoff time." Yeah, I'll take my chances with LeBron, even as a 3 seed.
All right,
they're going to have to go to Toronto. Oh no!
All right, let's get off of sports because
you're sportsed out.
I'm sportsed out. I'm LeBroned out. I'm Warriorsed out. I'm Rocketsed out. That's like 35 minutes of it. It's my fault for taking the call. And you know, you talked about the Celtics right off the bat having something go crunch. That's my transition to how much do you love Captain Crunch cereal?
Gosh, that used to be my favorite, but
really,
it tears up the inside of my mouth. Hmm. Like in my advanced age, I can't mess with Captain Crunch anymore.
Jose, what's your cereal?
I eat like Honey Bunches of Oats because I don't really like that sugary cereals anymore. But growing up, it was whatever sugar cereal I could get, I would get my hands on.
Yeah, I liked Fruity Pebbles a lot, Cap'n Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I still like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And Golden Grahams.
But I like the kind of lighter Cinnamon Toast Crunch that's not, you know, that's fewer calories.
Yeah.
I was a Lucky Charms guy growing up.
Okay.
And I would take the marshmallows out and eat those separately because I love those.
Okay.
So, but this person, Dwayne Barry Smith of Alabama, apparently cared very much about Cap'n Crunch.
Okay. He took it seriously.
Yeah, because now I'm pretty sure that in your household you tell people You got to seal the box after you use it, right? You got to roll up that plastic and make sure that you don't leave it out, or else what's going to happen?
It's going to go stale.
It's going to go stale. And that's what happened, because, and Dwayne Barry Smith was not happy about this, and he was arrested Friday for domestic violence following a confrontation with the man he shares a residence with in Moundville outside of Tuscaloosa. According to police, the victim said that Smith became upset upon discovering the stale cereal and blamed him for failing to keep the Cap'n Crunch fresh. He was especially perturbed since he's missing teeth and had difficulty consuming the stale cereal. Is that not the most Alabama story ever? No
teeth.
That is
pretty Alabama.
Yeah. At one point, Smith demanded that his roommate remove his dentures so that he could experience how hard it was to consume the Cap'n Crunch. Oh, when the man refused, Smith allegedly began striking the victim with an electrical cord.
It seems overkill, but...
Yeah. Snap, crackle, and pop. Oh, I figured you'd like that story.
That's good. Do we want to discuss, and I know we've got a stupid stuff in the next segment, but do you want to discuss the, or should we wait until Monday to discuss the final grade for Jose?
Now, he's got to get one more. I mean, he's got to throw a perfect game, though. Let's be honest. He, first start, not good, below average. Today, he got off to such a bad start that there wasn't much he was going to do to get out of that. I think he's done better over the second half, but he wasn't a Patriots second half like it was against the Falcons, right? So I'm going to say it's impossible to give him a full grade. And
we're going
to
wait till Monday.
We're going to wait till Monday.
Last segment on Monday.
And what I want you to do is I want you to take the weekend to think about what you've done wrong. And I want you to come back.
Yeah. How do you feel about today so far?
Better than yesterday.
You really think so?
Yeah.
How panicked were you that you weren't going to be able to get RJ on?
Pretty panicked, yeah.
Yeah. I could hear you back there yelling. And let me tell you, if you would have brought him up on a phone line, oh, I would have roasted you. I would have roasted you. Do you think he's done better today than yesterday?
Well, there's some near disasters that, well, first off,
I mean, to me, it was like...
If he had screwed up the RJ thing, then no. But I do think after the start of the show...
Like, to me...
He's done better. There's still some flaws, which I've talked to him about.
Gordon Hayward. Like, the first game, it's like, boom, his leg exploded. And it's like, nothing else can go right after that.
See, I tend to put a more positive spin on things than you do, in general. So, I will say, yeah, I think... Well... Of course, it depends on how many points do you take away for that kind of an error. To me, that's a big bleeping error.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, to screw up the Friday song, which people count on. This is how they start their weekend, is listening to the Friday song and the Friday open. It gets people excited, and you kind of peed all over that. So that's a grade that, you know, I think I got to take 20 points off of that, which means you'd have to be perfect to get a B, basically, right? The rest of the way. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you were quite perfect. You were close. So yesterday I gave you a C minus. I dropped it to a D plus because you screwed something up at the end of the show. So today I'm going to go with a C. Very solid C, not a high C, not a C that's close to a B. A C that's closer to a C minus than it is to a B. But that's what I'm going to give you. And so, honestly, I'm going to need an A-plus effort out of you Monday. You know, I'd like you to, you need to do some self-scouting and figure out what the issues are here. And, you know, familiarize yourself with the show a little more. There's a few things you should know off the top of your head about this show.
Like, yeah, have you ever heard this show before?
No. Huh. I only went to a road show to interview you and interviewed you guys like twice after that.
Yeah. And you didn't stay around and listen to the show, huh?
I've never heard the show before.
You should have listened. Should have listened that day.
Well, he's always outside when he should have been listening. He's debating with Trey. Yeah, there's a lot of things about this show that you clearly did not know when you sat in that box, and that's, you know, hey, I've roasted fill-in hosts for that, not knowing what the show's about. So, you know, I'm not even sure about C now that I think about it.
That's what I was gonna say. You were being pretty generous.
I think his preparation leaves a lot to be desired. So, Mott says, yesterday Jose's flaws were only visible to professionals like you guys. Today, Jose's bleep-ups were visible to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And Longhorn Dimitri wants to know what you can do for extra credit. Ain't no Weinsteins around here. No. Sorry, that ain't happening. I don't know, maybe talk to John when you get back.
If you mouth kiss Juggalo Trey while he has the flu,
nah, I'm good.
We'll forgive you.
I'm good.
Okay. Mm. Well, bad report coming your way then.
Well, I would say he hasn't been the absolute worst. So that there was one show that was absolute worst.
I wasn't here for it, so
you weren't here
count.
For it. Nobody was here for it. But he's got one more day to improve and earn himself another opportunity at this. And sometimes life's about getting other opportunities, and that's what Texas Can Academies does. Every day they change lives. They graduate thinkers. They take on kids who have dropped out of other schools and need a second chance. And these are good kids. They drop out to support their families if they have to get jobs. Some of them had trouble with transportation. Well, Texas Can Academies works around all of those things, and so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And that's why they need your help. And so many Blitzers have stepped up. You guys have been great. If you've still got a vehicle that you're not using, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter if it's running. It doesn't matter if it's got flood damage, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV, a tractor, a four-wheeler. Doesn't matter. They will come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, how about a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz? Be the next Blitzer to step up. Call the Texans Can Academies at 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
I'm 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey guys, you're running out of time for Valentine's Day. And if you want to take care of that certain special someone in your life, well, guess what? We're going to bail you out here. Now, you've waited till the last minute. We're going to bail you out with Sherry's Berries because I'm telling you, you should see the look on her face when she gets these. My wife loves these, and I love sending them to her office because then all her friends see them, and they say, wow, you must have the greatest husband in the world. No, I waited till the last minute just like you did. So this is how you bail yourself out of that. Fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in chocolatey goodness and topped with a rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Berries arrive in Sherry's Berries' signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. So this is great. You don't have to do anything except send Sherry's Berries or any other decadent gourmet gift and save 20% on those gifts over $29 when you use promo code Fred and AJ. Spell out the A-N-D. Yeah, if you've waited this long, we're just bailing you out.
Yeah, we're trying to rescue you. You choose the delivery date. It's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is always number one or your money back. Hurry and order today, guys. Valentine's Day, it's coming up early next week. To get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more, go to berries.com today and use our code Fred and AJ at checkout. That's berries.com, promo code Fred and AJ.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap today. A.J.'s got his UFC preview, so he's going to go unbeaten on his UFC picks.
No, I don't know about that.
That's guaranteed, or your money that you paid for SportsMap goes back to you.
Fair.
Because SportsMap's free. SportsMap.com. Check it out at SportsMap HOU. And before we get to stupid stuff, which I can't really grade him yet until we see how he does with stupid stuff. But there's like a lot of little things, Jose, that you need to work on for Monday. Number one, you might want to go back and listen to some of the songs that we actually use on the show and use those. Okay? Just go pick a podcast.
You didn't like that song?
That one was good, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that we do that is consistent and gets people pumped up that they're used to hearing. So I would do that. Also, we always come back after Tiffany Terrell. I don't know why we're getting ads between Tiffany Terrell and us, but that's something we always do. So that's another thing we can improve on, okay? So I want you to work on your game here. These are all little things, but they affect the flow of the show. Because when I hear Tiffany Terrell in that music bed, I'm like, okay, we're about to go back on air. And then all of a sudden it's like, and you know what? Tune in for Bob's Used Condoms, the new show. It's up. And all right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I had to turn my phone off. I was getting so many texts from people during the game and tweets and everything else. It was just so distracting.
I sent you some nudes last night. Did they
damn
ever
it,
get through?
No, they obviously didn't. Sorry, I missed. No, I'm not sorry I missed that.
Drew loves big women, though.
You know, yeah. That big?
No, he loves a big woman.
That's three elephants, a giraffe, and a rhinoceros, for God's sake.
Drew doesn't discriminate. He's like, he knows everybody needs some.
Look at the dummy. He's shaking his head, yes.
Yeah, he's agreeing. You know, it's true. It's true. My second bed sucks. I need to get in here and find the doghouse bed. That's my next purchase.
The doghouse bed?
Yeah, but when your wife says you're out of here.
Somebody told me a long time ago, happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Is that a true statement?
It is.
Bull.
You can't say that on the air.
Yeah, I thought maybe I picked up the flu from Yuval yesterday.
He had the flu?
Yeah, that's why I wasn't shaking his hand.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
Did you shake his hand?
Of course!
I think you guys were making out, too. That's even worse.
Barry Warner, I think, has pneumonia.
Oh,
and,
God!
And Patrick Creighton has the flu.
What? Oh. Barry had less. He's got less weight to lose at this point than those other guys. But Barry's also mentally like broken. He's like a damaged teenage girl who, like, even when he's really thin, he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so fat. I've got to lose some weight. There was a crouton on my salad." You can see Barry's pancreas through his skin, and he's still like, "Oh, I'm so fat." Like the outline of his pancreas.
He's
right
tapping
there.
His belly.
I know. I'll never masturbate again after seeing that. I'm going to try to figure out what to do with the Astrodome on this break.
I think, honestly, when you die, they should just collapse the Astrodome down on top of your body. Let the rats have you. I could push you in, like on a skateboard, and you'll just roll in, and it'll be like a Viking funeral, except rats will eat you instead of flaming arrows.
I don't want to be rat poop.
Yeah, but you'll be in the Astrodome at the world's largest indoor park.
Yeah, no. Did you see how many... Okay, 4:48 p.m., and I think that's the first one of the week.
But she thought that you put the tissue, like, all the way over your part, and then, like, it's the tissue's touching you when you finish. Is that how you go? Would you tell me if there's distance or it's there's contact when you...
Oh, crap. I just got a text.
Okay.
It's about a Louisville defensive end.
Oh, all right. Well, let me know how it works out.
I guess we'll have to give Jose another chance tomorrow. Mainly
and Monday. Monday.
What?
What?
Monday, too.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah, Monday, too.
Yeah.
He'll have a chance to redeem himself. 832 says, have Lance do a draft report on Jose.
I don't think he would grade well.
Yeah, well, I do think today was better, but...
Man, that's generous of you.
But you know what? I've given him a lot of things to work on for Monday. So, okay, see, that he did right. He improved that from yesterday. He started the music at 1 minute, like he's supposed to do.
Yeah,
after I mentioned it, right? So
he's learning.
All I'm asking is that if I make suggestions, you learn from them and don't mess them up on Monday. So this is your big chance. If you don't suck Monday, well... Why am I saying that? He's going to suck Monday. But if he doesn't suck Monday, he will raise his overall grade. All right, I'm giving him a C, really low C, almost C minus for today. I'm giving Hoffman an A plus.
Yes.
I wasn't very good, but I was better than Jose, so I have to give myself a B minus.
All right.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
Studios Sports Beat.